the bikini couldn't be designed around a mannequin. The mannequin did not know what it felt like to grow overnight.
Aloha and welcome to the Dream Into It podcast. I'm Roxelle Cho, coming to you from my hometown, Kailua Kona, Hawaii. After building a multiple seven-figure swimwear brand, from a dream starting in my garage, I became curious into learning how my thoughts created the reality around me. This is the Dream Into It podcast, where we will look into how wonderful, powerful, inspired, motivated women like myself are able to rewrite the stories of their lives and step into their power. I am so excited to be able to join you on your journey of stepping into your potential and creating the life of your dreams. Mahalo for being here today. Come on, dreamers, let's dream into it.
Aloha, dreamers. How are you doing today? Today is a little different. The conversation's gonna take a little turn into swimwear and pregnancy and loving your skin. And you know that I'm the owner, the founder of FuseHawaii.com, and started this business in my garage. And it began because I was pregnant and I needed a bikini for my growing body. So this podcast is all about dreaming into it, and that is a part of this journey. I built this brand as a dream. And one question that we get asked a lot is, you know, can you wear a bikini while pregnant? So I felt like instead of having someone else answer that question for me on my team, I wanted to give you firsthand knowledge. I've been pregnant 4 times. I own a swimwear brand due to the fact of getting pregnant for my first time and wanting to feel comfortable and confident, beautiful in the skin that you're in. And so I felt very, very qualified to speak on this topic when it came up. And I noticed that people in our Facebook group, Empowered at Fuse Hawaii, our private community, ask this question a lot. I noticed that on social media, we get this a lot. Can we wear a bikini while we're pregnant, ladies? What do you think about that? I wish I could hear your comments right now through the other end of this microphone. Well, what do I think about that? Well, obviously, I started an entire brand about it. And yes, the answer is yes. And while pregnant, I remember our first photo shoot for Fuse Hawaii. At the time, I was actually making handbags. I wasn't even making bikinis. I found out I was pregnant. I was so sick. I was so sick in the stomach, queasy. I'm like, why? We're shooting bags at the time. And I'm like, what is happening? Anyways, fast forward, I was pregnant with my first child. At that time, I was in the water a lot more than I am now. I was surfing. I was active in my 20s. I was 24 at the time, 23 when I was pregnant with her. So, you know, I needed a bikini that I felt beautiful in. I wanted to continue my active lifestyle. And it's so crazy, the things that hit you when you're pregnant, right? Moms, you know that. All the things that go through your mind. Like, now I'm not just responsible for my own self-confidence or anything, right? I'm now responsible for this child. Within me laid a little girl who I needed to make sure felt confident, beautiful, comfortable in the skin she's in. And how do I do that if my body's changing and I'm feeling insecure? I'm on a cover up. I'm worried about stretch marks. I'm worried about gaining weight. I'm worried about all the things that are totally normal and natural for a woman's body when she's bringing in life into this world. Just a reminder. So yes, I've been pregnant 4 times with 4 girls now. So I'm very much aware of the body changes. I went from a B cup, a small B cup to a 32 double D on my first pregnancy. And so I know how quickly the body changes. Again, did that 4 times over. And yes, I know your body, my body, was never the same as when it began. And so I've been on this journey. I'm still on this journey of loving my body, my ever-changing body. Let me tell you, your first pregnancy is not the same as your fourth. So for all you mamas out there, like with the wins that well, first pregnancy, love your body. It's been through so much. The mamas who's been through the second pregnancy, again, love your body. You brought an entire human into this world. And that's such a strong accomplishment. It's such a something we don't credit ourselves enough for. So three kids, four kids. I know women who have 12 kids or more. It's like you deserve a medal. And so let's take this moment right now, like breathe in to the skin that you're in, right? Like take a breath. Take a breath into your stomach. Take that breath deeply into your stomach and feel like the life and the love that lives there. And say thank you. And thank your body for everything that it's done, for the little human that you brought into this world, and your body for being so strong. Because I think a lot of the times we don't thank our bodies enough and give them the love, the respect that it deserves. And that was my entire mission for starting this brand is when I created my first Kohana Iki top, I didn't know how to sew. I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew that I had these breasts that I needed to cover, and I needed to do it in a way that it could be adjustable. I'm like going to get graphic here, but it was changing sizes. I went from a B to a double D. It's like overnight, literally. My child was premature and breached, and I literally changed overnight. And so the milk came in so quickly. And so in that moment, it's like I needed a top that I could adjust. And in four pregnancies, I tell you now, I wore that same Kohana Iki top that I designed, not knowing how to design, but I designed off of my body that was changing and growing. I then brought other bodies into the mix, my friends, my family, G cups, 40 G cups, like I've known K cups, like letters that I didn't even know existed. And we brought them in. And what I learned is that every body had its own needs, that the bikini couldn't be designed around a mannequin. The mannequin did not know what it felt like to grow overnight. It's like the mannequin did not carry a baby in her womb. The mannequin did not have the curvatures of a natural woman's body. And that's what we wanted to do. That's what I wanted to do when I designed this top for me. So I cut fabric up. I sewed it. I would take it out to the beach and I would wear it. And I remember the first time I created the Kohana Iki top and the Kona bottom. It's still our best selling to date. But what was amazing about it was the way I felt. When I took apart all the things that I loved about swimwear and I put it in these patterns and I sat on the beach and I felt confident, beautiful, sexy, and I created the design that I wanted, like it brought tears to my eyes because it was the first time ever. Even though my body was in a state maybe that wasn't like I'd been fitter before. I used to work out way more. I used to be a teenager. I'm not going back to my teenage body anytime soon. So that's a little weird that we want that. I just think that, you know, that moment that I felt that feeling, how was I going to share this with the world? How was I going to allow every single woman to feel that? And that's how the brand was started. And so when we come back to, can you wear a bikini while pregnant? I will say yes over and over and over again. Since being pregnant with my first, I designed our swimwear for our bodies to be changing. I designed the swimwear to go through our weight changes because that is part of life. I right now have in my closet three different size runs at times. And it's just, sometimes I flip-flop between sizes just in a week because some days I want minimal coverage. Some days I want more coverage. Some days, you know, I want a tan. Some days I want to go to a family outing and there's a certain amount of coverage that I like. And so when it comes to pregnancy, my personal favorites are the Kohana Iki top. You know, I don't wear one pieces too much, especially with the baby bump because it was, you know, it was uncomfortable. I wanted to show off that bump too. It's something to be proud of. Nowadays, it's like, it's so cute to have have photos of this baby bump, and I have enough photos of all of them. But, you know, like when I get asked this question, can we wear a bikini while pregnant? I don't even know what to say, because the only answer comes to mind is yes. And you can rock it, and you can love your body, and you can love your baby body. And guess what? The baby that you bring into the world is going to love you for that. And even more so, love their own bodies, because they get to look at a mama who's smiling and happy and loves the skin she's in. So if anything you take away from this, and it's just that, to know that in every ounce of confidence that we can muster up in ourselves, that gets carried over to our children. And what a gift that is to leave with them. And thinking back to my childhood days, it's like, I do not remember what my mom was wearing. I don't remember how much she weighed. I don't remember. I don't remember a lot of things about those parts of life. I remember that we had fun. I remember that we were laughing. I remember that, if I can look back at a photo, I remember that memory and how cool it was to have that memory, to remember my mom and those moments that we spent laughing with my sister and I, and, you know, times we spent at a hotel pool that will never be forgotten. Because what didn't get in the way of that was confidence or lack of. Like, there are times that we sometimes forego these moments and these memories because we want to hide behind a t-shirt, hide behind a sarong, hide. You know, every now and then I still feel like that, ladies. I'm not perfect. And so perfectly imperfect is my slogan for a reason. And want you to know that as much as we can, and never, never try to beat this into where you have to do it perfectly every day. There's still days like I don't feel comfortable in my skin, but I'm going to try. And I'm going to create awareness around this, knowing that if I can love myself a little more, my daughters can love themselves a little more. And we can have these moments and memories to look back on, and to know that every time we choose confidence, we choose love for ourselves, love for our bodies. We're choosing these moments. We're choosing these memories. And we're never going to regret that. You're never going to regret those times you spent laughing. I mean, why sit there and be worried about covering up, putting our arms over our stomachs, right? Pulling our shorts down to cover whatever marks, stretch marks we might have, or a shirt down to cover. Sitting there on the side while everybody's laughing and playing. Let's leave those moments in the past. Let's just all, as a community, come together and remind each other of how much beauty, love, and respect lays right here in this body. How strong we are, how capable, how confident, how beautiful. Let that override all of the thoughts of insecurity. Let those thoughts of confidence and beauty and strength become so strong that the other thoughts don't even have time to surface. And if we can do that for each other, as women, that's where things change. That's where the world as a whole can shift. I believe that's where we here at Fuse Hawaii, we build this community to remind you constantly to love the skin you're in. Because we know that by doing so, we're going to create a better world around us. Again, I don't focus on the how. I focus on why. And why that is because I want to live in a world like that. I want to be a part of a community like that. And I want to be surrounded by women who are laughing and full of joy and full of strength. That's the kind of world I want to live in. And so to answer the question, can we wear a bikini while pregnant? Yes. And you can wear a bikini at any time of your life. Pregnant or not. 80, 90, 60, whatever age you are, yes, you are allowed. Here is the permission. If you're looking for validation, you don't need any, but if you are, here's your permission. Here's your permission slip. Get out there, rock that bikini, ladies, no matter what shape, size, color, age, just rock that bikini. End the story.
Mahalo for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Keep on dreaming into it, dreamers. The possibilities are infinite. If you love the show, share it with a friend and subscribe. I'll catch you in the next episode. Feel free to dive into our show notes at www.fusehawaii.com. And you can also follow me on my personal Instagram at Roxelle Cho. I'd love to hear from you. Comment on my recent posts. What did you learn? Tell me your takeaways. Aloha.